The scripture lesson for the morning is taken from the Gospel according to St. Luke in the 12th chapter, and I want to read verses 13 through 21. St. Luke 12 and verses 13 through 21. You can find that on page 70 in your pew Bible. Will you hear these words? Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, "What should I do, for I have no place to store my crops?" Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." Thanks be to God for this God's word to us. A radical message. A radical message. Let us pray. Gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. I have been in more than one Bible study or more than one group conversation, or I have struggled within myself over the reality that being a disciple of Christ, to be a disciple of Christ, is not easy. The reason being, it requires conversion. The Christian life would be easier if we could just stay like we are. The Christian life requires conversion. And the best way to describe conversion is change. Change. For some of us, change is like a four-letter word. Archie Bunker, in the old series of All in the Family, said on one occasion, "I don't mind change as long as everything can remain the same." I read an article not long ago that said we as a people do not mind so much change if it did not mean that we are losing control. You know, it is so much a part of our climate, of our culture, of the American dream, just being in control. To be the captain of our own ship, to be the master of our own destiny. And yet to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ to allow the Holy Spirit to move within our life, to be able to experience what it means for the Spirit to lead us. It will require conversion. It will require change. It will require giving up control. Read all of St. Luke 12 when you get a chance. It speaks about conversion. In verses 13 through 21, it speaks about conversion, or the change in attitude. The change in attitude and perspective that is needed when you come to deal with your possession. A man comes to Jesus and asks Jesus to tell his older brother to divide his possessions with him. For background, whenever there was an inheritance, if there were two brothers, the younger brother would receive one third and the older brother two thirds. So the younger brother comes to Jesus out of the spirit of wanting some of what belonged to his older brother. Jesus did not normally involve himself in these kinds of matters. But Jesus would say to the man, a person's life does not consist of the abundance of his possessions. And then the story of the rich fool. William Barclay said there perhaps is no other parable of Jesus where the singular pronoun is used as much. I, me, my, and mine. This is one of two occasions where Jesus says, "You fool." This becomes a radical message. To take care of number one to the exclusion of anything or anyone else. Jesus says, "You fool." A rich man had passed away, and somebody knew the lawyer of the rich man, so he went to the lawyer and very casually said, how much did he leave? The lawyer replied, all of it. A Madison Avenue expression went, the one who dies with the most toys wins. The parable of the rich fool says, the man who dies with the most toys loses. There is the story of the ambitious young man talking to an older man who understood life. Said the young man, I will learn my trade. And then said the older man, and then I will set up my business, and then I will make my fortune, and then I shall grow old, and I'll retire, and I'll live on my money. And then, well, I suppose that someday I will die. The older man said, and then? This is the stabbing question. To remember that there is a place beyond this place. Now, I don't want anyone to think that I'm saying, go ahead and live a worthless life, or it's wrong to have possessions. The key becomes not to let anything, not to let anything stand in the way of our relationship with God. The key becomes not to possess so much that we are blinded to the needs of others. For there are people who are hungry today. In working with the school district, I learned that for some kids, the only decent meal that they received was the meal that they received at school. There are people who are hungry. There are people who are homeless today. And yes, we all know of someone. They may have much by way of possessions, but they are lonely. And they just need a friend. We can't let anything stand in the way of our relationship with God. For in loving God, we find a way to be a blessing to others. I also want to say that we can believe that God will provide. As we give of our best, God will provide. Oh, the songwriter was right to pen, "His eye is on the sparrow, and so I know He's watching over me." There are times when things happen and we say, "I was lucky," or "it just happened." But I say to us today that God will provide. A man's possessions does not consist in what it is that he might own. It does not consist in what one might possess. This is a radical message. It was a radical message for that day. It is a radical message for this day. It is the message that God will provide. It is the message about life now and life everlasting. It is the message that is the very opposite of Jesus saying, "You fool." A radical message. Thanks be to God for it. Amen. Let us pray. Oh God, I am grateful to be in this place once more, to share the joys and the concerns that we have as your community, and to hear and to receive the gift this morning of this clown ministry. Continue to thank you and praise you for them in the way that they would give their life in this service. Just bless them, we pray. And for all who are here this morning, gracious God, and for whatever need they may have, whatever joy they bring, whatever concern there might be upon their heart, I would pray that you would hear and answer their prayer. And for this world that we live in, dear God, we continue to seek peace in time of war. We continue to seek healing in times of brokenness. We continue to seek relationship with you that might allow us to truly love our fellow brother and sister. We ask all of these things, trusting and claiming and knowing that you are a God who will provide. And in this spirit we pray the prayer you taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.